Good morning, welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. We are looking at Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed Beis, and this Daf has the sum total of 13 Psukim which are quoted. We're going to be focusing on the Pasuk in Vayikra Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Gimel, and the Pasuk reads, Vayayim Hashmini Yimol Besar Alasai. On the eighth day, you will circumcise the flesh of his foreskin. The Gemara darshans this and is in the middle of a long drasha, which is trying to show that Mila is Doiche Shabbos. And finally, the Gemara comes to the conclusion, the top of Kuf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, that this is the part from this pasuk Bayoyim Afilu B'Shabbos. That's the maskana of the Gemara. And the question we have to address is how do we know this? The Malbim points out that whenever the Torah says Bayoyim, it can mean one of two things. It can mean Bayoyim V'Loi B'Laila, meaning today in the day and not the night. But it can also mean Bayoyim specifically this day. Being as we have two options, why do we arrive at only one of our conclusions? So the Malbim says, because when you look back in Parshas Lech Lecha, and it describes the part over there, the Bris Mila, it says, Uven Shmonas Yomim, Yimol Barsar Alasai. And the person who's 8 days old, the word Yomim over there is indicating days and not nights, so therefore that's why there is no Kiyom Mila in the night, there is only a Kiyom Mila in the day. Chiyuv at night is a whole discussion in and of itself. However, that remains that the pasuk that leaves the pasuk only open to the meaning in the day on the eighth day and not another day, meaning to say the absolute chiyuv, the starting point of the chiyuv is going to be the eighth day and there onwards at least. What is interesting to note is just a few interesting side factors, and that is the Baal HaTorim points out that if you look at the pasuk Vayechulu Hashemayim Va'aretz V'Chol Tzvaim, describing Shabbos, the first time Shabbos is described in all of the Torah. At the end or the beginning of Perek Beis in Bereishis, there the pasuk of Vayechulu has 5 words and 23 letters, which is the same as Uvayom Hashmini Yimol Besar Alasai, which is 5 words and 23 letters, as an indication that Shabbos will be overcome by Bris Mila as necessary. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh asks, why is it that this halacha is tucked in here in Parshas Tazria, when the context is really actually the notion of birthing and plagues, of Tzaraz? Why is it tucked in over here? So as a side note about Bris Mila, so he points out this because if it were to have been learnt from Avram Avinu, when Avram Avinu learnt about the mitzvah Bris Mila, and he was told, Uvayom Hashmini Yimol Besar Alasai Afilu B'Shabbos, that would therefore be deficient because Avram Avinu's kiyum of fulfillment of Shabbos was something which was only the Shabbos that he knew. So if that's where we were given the commandment, we would say, well, that's Avraham Avinu's Shabbos. But after Matan Torah, when we received Shabbos as a tzivui, not as something that Avraham Avinu was Mekayim himself, maybe our Shabbos would override Bris Mila, which is why it is left till after Matan Torah as well. And this perhaps gives us the perspective of why it is here specifically. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.